MGM show. It's time for your South Coast Health Community Spotlight. And today we shine that spotlight on the Veterans Transition House. We've got the executive director here this morning, Michael Nash. Good morning.
Good morning.
Talk about how important of a cause this is and how it's very near and dear to your heart in particular.
Yeah, as a veteran myself, I just finished up 23 years in the military and I wanted to find something I truly loved in my Encore career. And once you've been in the military for a long time, you gain a sense of status and clout with your community. And then when you leave, the community's gone, your status is gone, and now you're just some guy that had a job that a lot of people don't understand. Mm-hmm. And you're trying to move on into the next career. And military personnel are super dedicated to the cause. Normally they're super loyal and they understand hierarchy. So when they're coming into a new position, they're not going to step out of place and they're going to understand where they fit into the team. And they view every job as a team and a job as a mission. So they understand the higher goal. And military personnel are usually very flexible and they understand how to adapt to changes.
Yeah, I would imagine you'd be hard pressed to find a better employee than a veteran.
Absolutely.
I mean, honestly, all the skill sets you just went through, what an attractive.
Yeah, very appealing.
Attractive set of skills to have at any workplace.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
So how exactly do you help these veterans? What are some things, do you help them find jobs? Do you help them in other ways as well?
Pretty much anything dealing with veterans, we do it. We have teams that have SSVF, so that's supportive services for veteran families. We have grants that cover fell behind on bills or anything like that. We have an HVRP person that actually helps them get employment, helps them with the resume. We have ties in the community where we can get them jobs. We have an outreach personnel who finds homeless people or veterans where they are. He goes out into homeless encampments, goes out to events in the local community.
How about mental health?
We just linked up with a personnel that they have a suicide prevention grant that they're doing. They can help veterans with child care and quality of life and actually helps fund them get out into the community. Because that's a big one is the isolation. So they have grants that support veterans going out into the local community and becoming involved. Veterans, they're made every day. Every time someone gets out of the military, there's a new veteran that enters the market and they enter the world and they're trying to connect with people. And we have a lot of staff that they went through our program. They were veterans in the program. We have a few staff that were homeless before, so they understand that that struggle.
Any veteran that's out there listening, can they simply just walk in? Is it
absolutely
that easy?
To our outreach center on 1297 Purchase Street? Come in, and we can help you with anything. Yeah. Like I said, if we don't do it particularly, there's a benefit that they have to go through the VSO, their local VSO, but we can walk them through it. We have those connections.
Yeah,
but everything. Most everything else we do in-house.
Two more questions before we let you go, Michael. So, number one, is it safe to say that more veterans who have seen combat struggle than don't?
I think so. I mean, I myself have seen combat, but I cannot speak for someone who has not seen combat. But you don't have to go to war to understand stress and trauma and things like that. You see it in your local community. There are people that experience things. So, most of the time, those veterans struggle, but just because you haven't been to combat doesn't mean that you don't have that struggle. Yeah.
Second question, these men and women, do you think pride ever stands in the way of them seeking the help that they may need?
Most of the time it does, yes.
And how would you suggest they get past that to come see you?
Come in and talk to us and we can let you know what's available and you can make that decision. But if you don't know, you can't make the decision. So we'll let you know what's available and you can come in and we'll let you know your options. Most military personnel, they want to serve a greater good and they're like, well, I don't deserve it. Someone else does. But come in and find out what's available to you and how we can help you out. And then you can make that decision on your own. And maybe you can help those other veterans that you think are more deserving. Yeah. But I would say that you are deserving and you should get the help that you need.
Michael Nash, Executive Director of the Veterans Transition House. Thank you for coming in this morning.
My pleasure.
And thank you for your service, not only in the military, but what you're doing right now.
Yeah, you guys are worth it. Thank you.
South Coast Health Community Spotlight on Fun 107.